This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, welcome back. To USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV, a relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, and middle-class warrior. Always Trump warrior. Always. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. Fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, in Las Vegas, Nevada, and stations all over this great country syndicated by USA Radio. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the new main title sponsor of the show. And they've got the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package just for the listeners of this show. Remember, it's not my company. It's not the Wayne Root Package because Wayne Root is the owner of U.S. Gold Bureau. But U.S. Gold Bureau is the sponsor of this entire show. We're in their studio and you get six coins. Different pure coins, silver coins from major mints around the world. And includes the first ever silver Cougaran and a silver American Eagle fresh from the U.S. Mint. All six coins for only $99. Portfolios previously sold for more than $300, but available right now just for this audience for $99. Call right now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD, or go to usgoldbureau.com/roots. We love taking your calls, 833-WAR-TALK, but especially in the third hour, but we take them throughout the show. If I see them up there, I grab them, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. So I want to repeat again, for those who were not tuned in at the very end of the first hour, 3 o'clock hour in the West Coast, 6 East. Now we're in hour 2, 7 o'clock hour East, 4 o'clock West, an NFL compromise. I love this. I'm going to write a column on this. The player or players would produce a 3-minute grievance video expressing the perceived problems. Ask the NFL and the stadium management to display that 3-minute grievance video on their jumbo screen. During the video presentation, players would be allowed to take the knee till the grievance video is over. 1 minute after the grievance video finishes, the national anthem starts with everyone standing, including players. Now, if you ask me, I'm trying to be nice here and compromise. I'd go along with that. If that would make the players happy and that would solve the problem that no one would ever kneel again during my national anthem, I'd go along with it. It's compromise. It's not what I want. I think it's still a mistake because players have no right to put forward, I don't know what else to say, any political view. It's none of your damn business to interject politics into the game of NFL football. I don't want to hear your politics. I don't want a Trump rally on the sidelines. I'm not asking for a Trump rally. And I'm not asking for an Obama rally. I'm not asking for a Hillary rally. You have no right to bring politics into football. I don't want players getting on their knee for anything. And I don't want to watch their stupid video with their perceived problems, which aren't really problems. But I'll do the compromise. That's the thing about me. I'm always willing to compromise if it makes sense. Common sense. To save the game of football. It's a very good idea, Larry. One of my viewers, his name is Larry, Vegas Strong Larry, great guy, and he always comes up with interesting ideas. Very, very smart guy. All right, outrage against Nike explodes. Explodes. Again, I'm not saying this, I'm telling you what's being said online. Outrage is exploding against Nike, which signed the cop-hating American flag-hating NFL crybaby baby Colin Kaepernick to a promotional deal in a desperate act of virtue signaling. The move cements Nike's perception as an America-hating globalist evil monster corporation running slave factories for profit while funneling money to the very people who don't deserve it, like Colin Kaepernick. Absurdly, the Nike campaign featuring Kaepernick claims people should pursue their dreams, even if, quote, it means sacrificing everything. Yet Kaepernick has made no sacrifice and has lost nothing. He's got a $150 million NFL contract. Who knows what Nike just paid him? Let's say $50 million. So he's got $200 million. And he's a social justice crybaby and bully. who's mastered the art of victimhood rather than mastering the art of being a competent football player. Nike's endorsement of Kaepernick is beyond disgusting. It's anti-American and anti-cap, anti-cop. Nike just took sides in the culture war, and it's sided against the men and women in blue who prevent America's streets from breaking down into lawless violence. In response to Nike's blunder, people across the country are busy burning the Nike garments and clothing and vowing to never support Nike again. So that article was at Natural News. Natural News. By the way, California candidate for governor promises free health care for all illegal immigrants. And that's Gavin Newsom. I mentioned that last week. Running for governor of California is already bragging about his plan to drive the state into financial oblivion. He announced his plans to launch a universal health care program for illegal immigrants statewide. In any other state, such an idea would send would-be voters running for the hills. But on the left coast, they love it. Anything goes. In an interview on Pod Save America, Newsom recalled his time as the mayor of San Francisco, a once beautiful city that now resembles a poorly kept porta potty. The current state of San Francisco is nothing to write home about, but Newsom would like to expand the city's universal health care policy statewide to everyone. The only way in a state whose population is larger than 163 nations, California's economy is larger than all but four nations of the world, the fifth largest economy. The only way for us to approximate a strategy for universal health care is with the support and concurrence of the governor, and that's frankly, it's not an indictment, it's just what's been missing in the past. Can you imagine this guy saying Jerry Brown, Jerry Moonbeam Brown, is too nice and too conservative for him? I did universal health care when I was mayor, fully implemented, regardless of pre-existing condition, ability to pay, and regardless of your immigration status. San Francisco is the only universal health care plan for all undocumented residents in America. Very proud of it. We proved it could be done without bankrupting the city. I'd like to see what we can extend to the rest of the state. Wow. Can you imagine what that would cost? Can you imagine what they would do to the state of California? He says without bankrupting the state. What a joke. What an absolute travesty. I'm trying to find the article I have. I want to jump back to Nike. I found a great article about Nike, but I can't find it now. I'll have to find it maybe during the break. But basically, Nike has decided to give up. I think basically the gist of what it says is Nike's decided to give up on all conservatives, all Republicans, and all white people in general. Nike has made the decision, the calculated, cold decision, that their core customer is an inner-city kid, an inner-city youth. And therefore, what you and I think doesn't matter, what anyone over 40 doesn't think doesn't matter. So if you're 40 years old and you're white and you can't stand Colin Kaepernick and you think he's a creep, here it is. Nike chose Kaepernick because their customer base is significantly urban, new report says. According to TMZ, the move to put the national anthem protester Colin Kaepernick on its 30th anniversary Just Do It ad campaign was a shrewd business move, which is also part cultural. A source inside Nike told TMZ the company fully understood millions of Americans would be upset with the choice of putting Kaepernick on the ad. However, the company reckoned that since most of its customers' base is black, it would be a financial benefit in the long run. So they've just written off white America, over the age of 40 America, Republican America, conservative America, middle America. The move to sign Kaepernick to the ad was also a move away from the NFL as a corporate entity and toward individual athletes who are increasingly turning into social justice warriors. The signal Nike reportedly hopes to send to young up-and-coming athletes is that Nike's on your side, not the side of the corporations they may eventually work for. Our sources say Nike's made a calculated decision to become a partner in social change. Just ahead of the debut of the Kaepernick ad, a recent poll noted a wide gulf between blacks and whites over how the ubiquitous protest during the national anthem and NFL games. A recent poll by NBC found far more blacks approved an anthem protest than whites. What a surprise. 70% of blacks say protesting is the right thing to do. 28% say no. 58% of whites say the protests are not appropriate. 38% said they are. With numbers like this, it would be unsurprising that an urban customer base could find Colin Kaepernick to be an appealing spokesman. All right, and now let's get back. Wow, those employees in the Oregon fast food restaurant, I just can't get over that. Abolish ICE, no one's illegal, and the union wants them to wear the buttons as part of their union contract during their workday. This is how you would destroy every single business in the United States of America. I can't get over that. That is amazing. And, of course, Trump today freaked out over this gutless writer, pathetic, reckless, selfish New York Times editorial, this op-ed. How do you know that it wasn't made up? I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. How do you know it isn't completely made up? How do you know that a guy like Wayne Root didn't just go into the newspaper and say, here's what Obama's top cabinet member told me, I'm going to leave it anonymous. He says Obama's a communist and a closet Muslim. And he was born a Muslim, and he really is a Muslim. And he brags to everyone behind the scenes, he's a Muslim. And he hates Israel, and he's going to make sure that we sign a deal with Iran that destroys Israel, but he's going to make believe he's on Israel's side. And then I wrote that for the National Review, the conservative newspaper, the conservative magazine. How would you know whether it was true or not? Maybe Wade Root just made it up on the spot on national radio, right? But if you read the New York Times, you take it as gospel. They're actually got a guy in the Trump inner circle who's part of the resistance who's trying to stop Trump. You really believe that? That they didn't make that up, right? If he exists, he should go to jail for the rest of his life for treason. The White House is furious after the New York Times published an anonymous op-ed purporting to be from a senior White House official that exposes the reality of Trump's White House. President Trump is the first to speak as he met with New York City law enforcement, calling it a disgrace, adding anonymous. Can you believe it? Anonymous, meaning gutless, a gutless editorial from the failing New York Times. New York Times and CNN and all these phony media outlets will soon be out of business, which is followed by a strongly worded statement from White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Nearly 62 million people voted for President Trump, earning him 306 electoral college votes versus 232 for his opponent. None of them voted for a gutless anonymous source to the failing New York Times. This is a new low for the so-called paper of record. Should issue an apology, just as it did after the election for its disastrous coverage of the Trump campaign. Just another example of the liberal media's concerted coverage of the Trump campaign. All right. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We'll be right back. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Suzanne Cantra, editor and founder of Techlicious, with all the must-know about this year's must-have school tools, and that is laptops. Where do we begin in keeping these kids safe as they wander around out there on the Internet?
Kids are going to high school or college or looking for a laptop that's going to give them always-on connectivity and great battery life. So the Lenovo Mix 630 is a thin and light stainless design powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor. What this means is that you are going to get that always-on connectivity. You were also mentioning safety. You know, one of the things that we talk about in terms of safety is making sure that our kids aren't exposed to content that's not appropriate for their age. There's a product called Circle Home. You attach it to your router, and you can set content ratings for all the devices in your house. So if you have even, you know, a younger child, you can set it for that elementary school level.
Where can we go for more information?
You can go to techlicious.com.
War now.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Cinegenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you watch me on Newsmax TV, which I hope you do, channel 349 DirecTV, channel 216 Dish, or stream live on YouTube every single day, or go to NewsmaxTV.com, or get the Newsmax app on your phone. You can watch me anytime. It's so easy. Just get the Newsmax TV app. That's it, and you watch me on your phone. You know, at 5 o'clock every afternoon on the West Coast, 8 o'clock on the East Coast, 7 o'clock Central. But if you watch me, you know I've lost a lot of weight. I'm looking great and feeling great, and people are telling me I look great. More important than what I think is what you think. And they want to know, where the hell did you, what did you do? Where the hell did you find a company that could make you look that good? What's cooking, man? And I tell them every time, Cinegenics. Founded in 1997, they're a clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. 25% of their customer base is physicians and their families. They're not a weight loss clinic. They're about achieving great health and looking and feeling younger. And the byproduct is automatically weight loss. As a matter of fact, in the first year you're with them, the average patient's body fat index goes down 30%. How amazing is that? And when I tested with them, I was shocked. They found multiple health issues that I didn't think I had. Just in the nick of time, they were just barely starting. You know, it's just like if you catch cancer early, it's not that big a deal if it's a little tiny dot. But if you wait another 6 months, you're a dead person. So, boy, catching it early is the whole ball game. And so in my case, they caught, you know, minor health issues. I was pre-diabetic. And I wasn't diabetic. I was pre-diabetic. I could have turned into diabetes. I was insulin resistant. I had high cholesterol. So they changed my diet. They changed my exercise. They changed my vitamins. They added protein, massive protein to my diet. They added hormone therapy. And the results, lost weight, gained muscle, feel great, cholesterol lowered, all reversed. I eat more. I eat more times a day. I love the food. And I've lost weight. It's amazing. If you're free, no obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cinegenics.com. All right, some other news in the news. So Trump, when I left, was lambasting. How do you know it's real? New York Times makes stuff up. New York Times and CNN make stuff up. this saboteur inside the White House? Who is this resistor, this saboteur? New York Times claimed a senior official in the Trump administration. They claim he's working against President Trump. That is amazing. And then we have the Kavanaugh hearings today. Texas doctors at the Kavanaugh hearings say they saw liberal protesters paid with a literal bag of cash. These are the same protesters that interrupted the hearing for hours, arrested, dragged, screaming from the committee meeting. By the way, who are you people? Do you understand an arrest record affects the rest of your life? It affects whether you get credit, it affects whether you get credit cards, it affects whether you can get a mortgage, it affects whether you get a job. You have to explain that you are a criminal with a criminal record. I could never have an arrest like that. How the hell can you have an arrest like that? Anyway, screaming leftists today continued to disrupt the hearing for several hours, and now this. Several doctors from Texas attended the hearing today and told interviewer Adam Schindler that they witnessed organized activists with a literal bag of cash paying the rent a mob protesters. Does that surprise anybody? Shouldn't. Real Clear Politics has a transcript of the doctor's comments he offered to Schindler outside the hearing. Hello, I'm Dr. Tom Schluter from Texas. We came here to participate in hearings to get in line. They told us to be here at 8:30 at the latest to get in line, go inside, and hear the hearings. We got here at about 8:15. There was already 100 people in line. Most of them would probably be classified by me as opposing everything going on with Judge Kavanaugh, and so we began to see a process of things unfolding as we were standing in line that kept the line from going ahead. One thing was there were people who came along with a bag of money, and people would hand them a piece of paper, and they would give them the money. So we know money was exchanged for some of the people to be here to protest. There was no depth to what they're understanding. They were just here to be a disruption, protesters. They were told, we heard them say this, when you go in, we want you to yell, to scream, and even possibly to get arrested. So that was some of the process we saw happening. Wow. No big surprise, though, right? It's the whole deep state. It's the whole corrupt DC swamp. It's the whole Democratic Party with Trump derangement syndrome. It's the whole George Soros, Tom Steyer group. They got unlimited money. Why not? And then we get back. Sarah Carter says President Trump's expected to declassify Russian docs by the end of the week. That is good news. Don't you want the whole America to read them? Now we're all going to find out what liars Mueller and the Democratic Party are. We're going to declassify all of the Russia docs, and we'll find out now who the liars are. Great job, President Trump. Who I've recommended for weeks. War Now, USA Radio.
Like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
War Now.
USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Gordon weakened into a tropical depression, but it is still bringing heavy rain, wind, and possible tornadoes to parts of Alabama and Mississippi. With the hurricane season just beginning, this Gulf Coast resident says this is par for the course.
Anything on the west side is constantly washed. The roads are torn up. It's being rebuilt.
The moisture from the storms is expected to continue north and east and make it all the way up to Rochester, New York this weekend. Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is also going on today on Capitol Hill.
If confirmed to the Supreme Court and as a sitting judge, I owe my loyalty to the Constitution. That's what I owe loyalty to. And the Constitution establishes me as an independent judge, bound to follow the law as written.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 22 points to close the day at 25,974. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. Extreme weather events are on the rise. Last year, the U.S. suffered 16 major natural disasters with recovery costs of over $300 billion. That's a 33% increase over 2016 when there were 12, and it's predicted that this upward trend will continue. A 2018 study by Esurance revealed that only 17% of U.S. residents feel they are personally prepared for an unexpected natural disaster. The survey also revealed that people tend to take a low investment path and that the use of high-tech home-based solutions is uncommon. Bonnie Schneider, meteorologist.
Today's technology allows people to better prepare and recover from extreme weather. You can invest in smart home sensors and alert devices, angle security systems, and Wi-Fi enabled cameras towards the street to keep tabs on activity around your home. Find an app that enables Wi-Fi calling during an emergency and keep your home inventory updated digitally for insurance purposes.
For more, visit esurance.com/insight.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, make sure you watch me every night on Newsmax TV. It's America's fast-growing cable news channel. Of course, I have the number one show on Newsmax TV with Bill O'Reilly. Our ratings have quadrupled since Bill O'Reilly got there. How would you like to hear your ratings are up 10%? How about 20%? How about 50%? How about doubled? How about tripled? How about quadrupled? Four times higher. Since Bill O'Reilly got there, we're in 50 million homes and growing on DirecTV, Dish, Fios, UVerse. We're really conservative. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want your Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options. So encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. They'll connect you to your local cable carrier. Like, as an example, if you live here in Vegas, Cox Cable does not carry the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Does not carry Newsmax TV, of course. It's not the Wayne Allyn Root Show they don't carry, but it's Newsmax. Therefore, you can't get me on Cox Cable, but you can get me on Cox Cable if you make a few thousand phone calls to Cox Cable, just like all of you called Jackie Rosen's office for U.S. Senate and told him to stop harassing Wayne Root, and instantly the harassment stopped and their phone number was disconnected. That's how much power that we have. Every one of you that made that call, thank you, thank you, thank you, but I need you to call Cox Cable. And the easiest way to do that is call 844-500-6397, and Newsmax will connect you to the right phone number, the specific department at Cox Cable, where you can have an impact. Tell them you want your Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Allyn Root, who's a local here in Las Vegas, local resident, star of Newsmax TV. 844-500-6397. We've got our guest here, Connor McGuire, Republican campaign strategist with WPA Intelligence, an expert on using data and analytics to win campaigns. WPAIntel.com, WPAIntel.com. So, Connor, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on today.
All right, so you're a stats guy, and I wanted to get some stats out of you, and I wanted to find out what's going on with this Kavanaugh hearing, and your feeling is Kavanaugh's hearing will benefit Republicans regardless of the outcome. Tell us why you say that.
Yes, absolutely. So you got to first take a look at this. This is why people don't like Washington, D.C. It's political theater. You've got the Democrat senators who right away called for, let's hold off, let's push back the hearing. And if you take a look at who those senators are, it's Hawaii, it's California, it's Massachusetts. These are Democrats who have already made up their decision to vote no on Kavanaugh. But what really gets to the interesting thing is you got a lot of senators. You've got 10 senators in red states that are up for reelection. That now the pressure is really being put on them of how they are going to vote in support of Kavanaugh. If not, they're kind of in this tricky position. If they vote for Kavanaugh, they're really going to infuriate their base, who's, you know, they're all yelling that, oh, this is the worst thing that could ever happen, electing or appointing another conservative judge. So there's a lot of spotlight is really on these Democrat senators. But in general, yes, this is going to help out Republicans going into midterms. These are promises that the president made on the campaign trail to appoint conservative judges to the Supreme Court, and he's following through with that. You know, I think conservative voters really know that how important the Supreme Court is. It really, you know, can change the direction of the country for 1,500 years, and how important this is. So I think this is a great way to show conservative voters that Donald Trump is doing right by them.
All right, and what are the big issues or the key issues that will determine the outcome of the midterm elections? Obviously, I'm not a pollster, but I'm a gut instinct guy who's made some amazing predictions in the last few years. I haven't been wrong once. And I'm telling you, I predicted from the beginning that things would not be that bad. There is no blue wave coming as long as you stick to the economy and the results of what Trump's policies have done for the economy and jobs and GDP, and as long as you stick to immigration and you show constant ads about illegal immigration and illegals killing American citizens and Democrats want the borders open. If you do that, I believe we'll either mitigate the losses or actually pick up a few seats, and there will be no blue wave. So your thoughts, tell me if I'm wrong.
You are correct. You nailed it right on the head there. This is a midterm election, so this is all about turnout. You find your voters, and you turn them out to the polls. Undecided voters don't really cast ballots in midterms. And you're right, the number one issue here, we're talking the economy. I mean, we've got a unemployment below 4%, GDP above 4%. It is a great place to be working in America right now. And people see that. People have jobs. There are more people looking for jobs, people look to hire than there are people looking for jobs. It's a great place. The economy is doing very well. Unemployment is down with African Americans. It's down with Hispanic Americans, the lowest pretty much ever recorded. So the president's policies have done a very good job to foster this growth in this economy. And running on that is a winning issue. And voters, across the board, those independents that do cast ballots are going to vote for for the, you know, the president's agenda. We test this all the time in polling of, you know, a lot of people say they don't necessarily agree with Trump's, how he handles himself, but they really do appreciate his policy. They know they're doing good work for America. And the second thing you brought up is immigration. Absolutely. This is a winning issue for Republicans. It's strong, very important to both sides, both parties. But the fact is, the Republicans take a look at this as a security standpoint, and we need to make sure we know who's coming into our country, and we need to know who's here. And from time and time again, things happen. If we had secure borders, you know, maybe we could not have incidents like Molly Kibitz being murdered. Some of these things are on people's minds, and the more situations like this happen, it's just a reminder that we need to enforce the laws that our country has made.
All right, no debate there. Last question is policies with Trump's name tend to lose support in the polls. But I am of the belief that if you don't oversample Democrats, Trump is still very popular with Republicans. Every poll shows he's, you know, the honest polls, like Rasmussen poll shows he's at 90%, among the highest in history with voters of his own party. So, you know, I'm wondering why this, my notes here from my producers say, I guess, that you guys have found policies with Trump's name tend to lose support in the polls. Tell us what that means.
I mean, you're right. It goes to a lot of things of kind of bad polling. We saw a lot of bad polling in 16, and a lot of, you know, I think we're going to see a lot of bad polling in 18 as well. And being able to actually pinpoint who the likely voters and who actually will cast ballots and getting their opinion is extremely important. We do see this resistance side of Democrats are strong and they're vocal. And a lot of times they are getting oversampled. There's just a lot of them. But will they actually come out and cast ballots in November? I don't think as many of them will. If you take a look at Trump's approval rating, it's, you know, the mid-40s. But, you know, September of 10, Obama was at 45. September this time, Clinton was at 42. Even Reagan was at 42% approval rating in 1982. So this is not out of bounds of what you would expect. But you've got these Democrats chirping and yelling the whole time. And like you said, among Republicans, this is party loyalty. It is strong right now. 90% of Republicans have a positive view on Trump's job approval. And this is what's going to carry, the Trump message and the Trump mission through the midterms and really push back against this so-called blue wave that I think Democrats are totally, overestimating the impact of it.
Well, I think it's exactly, to be honest with you, we're talking to Connor McGuire from he's a Republican campaign strategist from WPA Intelligence. He's an expert on using data and analytics to win elections. WPAIntel.com is the website, WPAIntel.com. I think it's no different than the last 2016 presidential election. They think that they can demoralize us by bragging that you're going to lose badly, when in reality, and they oversample you in the polls, they make it look like you're going to lose badly, and you're never losing badly, and you're actually going to win when the results come in, and Trump did win when the results came in, but they claimed he was down by 16. Do you think it's a little bit more of that again, that they're trying to psych us out?
You know, they will always be pushing, you know, this blue wave and how the party in power usually loses a lot of seats. But this is, as the Republican National Committee says, their hashtag is, you know, defy history, make changes. And I see what the party has done this cycle and campaigns are doing, taking advantage of analytics to be able to actually talk to the voters that are going to cast ballots. I see that's what can overcome any of this, rhetoric or any of these things that the Democrats are saying publicly. So I think this is going to be not as bad as the Democrats say, and I think that Republicans have a good chance to do the right things to even hold the House this year.
What do you think about this gal who won yesterday? Her name is Presley. Let me see what her first name is. She is Ayanna Presley, and she's set to become the first African American coming from Boston, Massachusetts, in the U.S. Congress. She is so extreme. She is so, I call it not progressive. The guy she beat is progressive, who's been in office for representative of Congress for, I don't know, about 20, 25 years. Capuano. He's been there forever, Michael Capuano. But she beat him just like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And so she is a huge surprise winner, but she is so far to the left, I call her communist, Marxist, socialist. And how do you think that will affect the Democrats?
Yeah, so far from Massachusetts, my home state, and you know where she's from. I mean, this is Cambridge, this is Boston, this is very liberal area, so it's really not too surprising But the fact that I think Democrats may leave some, you know, seats on the table with really, you know, choosing these real left-wing candidates. And this is something to keep an eye on. If the Democrat Party is in a situation where they are choosing some super, super left-wing people with some really, really crazy ideas to represent them. And you see this is growing. This is a real battle between their establishment and the left. So I think we'll see the Democrats leave some seats. You know, that seat's not really up for us to grab, but leave some seats on the table because they're real left-wing choices.
All right, final prediction. You got about 20 seconds, Connor McGuire. Final prediction. We're going to keep the House and we can expand in the Senate?
We will definitely expand in the Senate. I think we'll probably pick up two or three in the Senate. I think the House is going to be, we'll know very late in the evening on election night if we hold the House, but it'll be razor-thin margins either way.
All right, Connor McGuire, WPAIntel.com. Thanks for all you do for the conservative and Republican movement, my friend.
Thank you.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. We get back one more segment, and we'll talk about Sarah Carter saying President Trump expected to declassify the Russian docs by the end of the week. That's big news. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra pure fish oil and joint soup in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Last February, the Dow 700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Trump tweets out his latest tweet. I get all his tweets when they come across, and the latest one says, the so-called senior administration official really exist, or is it just the failing your times with another phony source? Donald Trump with his latest tweet. Another one says treason. Simply, Trump tweets out treason. And that's what it is. That's what it is. He says if the gutless anonymous person does indeed exist, the Times must, for national security, turn him or her over to the government at once. It's treason. And the New York Times is committing treason by cooperating with a dissenter in the middle of the White House. Sarah Carter says President Trump expected to declassify the Russian docs by the end of the week, according to investigative reporter Sarah Carter. Numerous sources tell Sarah Carter President Trump may declassify these pertinent docs by the end of the week. The Department of Justice has been stonewalling Congress on the Carter Page docs and other classified records related to the Russia witch hunt for a year. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is the de facto head of the DOJ since Jeff Sessions recused himself the first day on the job. It is in Rod Rosenstein's best interest to keep the Carter Page FISA documents redacted and under lock and key because he signed the June 2017 FISA renewal. Last month, House Intel Chairman Devin Nunes revealed a few bombshells when speaking to Fox News' Sean Hannity. First, Nunes told Hannity the DOJ has handed over to congressional investigators all the required classified documents under subpoena. As of tonight, we're getting closer and closer to having the information we need. All the issues that were in our subpoena, either we've been able to review or they've been delivered to the committee in one form or fashion of another. Nunes then shifted the focus to the 20 pages of the Carter Page FISA docs that the House Intel panel has requested the president declassify. We need these docs declassified. There is evidence that we've seen in the classified documents that need to be declassified. The Carter Page FISA, the judges should have been presented with this exculpatory evidence the FBI and the DOJ had. GOP lawmakers will ask President Trump on Thursday to issue a declassification order on all Carter Page FISA docs, Bruce Orr's docs, and other relevant Russian docs. Representative Lee Zeldin of New York, Republican Mark Meadows, North Carolina, Republican Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, Matt Gaetz, Republican Florida, those are probably the four best in all of Congress, will ask President Trump to throw down his ace card tomorrow and declassify all the pertinent Russian docs. It's way past time for President Trump to declassify the Russian docs. Let the chips fall where they may, is what this commentary says. And they are right. And I've been saying it for quite a while now. And it's going to change everything. That's going to have them on the run, man. They are going to be on the run. And then finally, the last thing I will go out with is this gal Presley in Massachusetts. I think she's going to be a disaster for the Democratic Party. She's a new example, another Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, another commie, another deep, 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 radical, extreme leftist. So a new wave of far-left Democrats that surfaced in the anti-Trump age shook things up in Massachusetts Democratic primary Tuesday. Ayanna Pressley, endorsed by Democratic Socialist Ocasio-Cortez, defeated 10-term U.S. Representative Michael Capuano in his re-election bid. Capuano racked up Democratic establishment endorsements, including U.S. Representative Joe Kennedy. Even the iconic Kennedy name wasn't enough for a liberal incumbent to win his 11th primary in this new era of ascendant socialism in the Democratic Party. Pressley has been compared to Ocasio-Cortez, who won the Democratic primary representing New York City by ousting an entrenched incumbent. Pressley supports a single-payer health care system, defunding of ICE. She won't face a challenger in the general election, so she'll sail to victory and make history as the first African-American woman elected to Congress from Massachusetts. Really, what is her qualification? That she's black? That she's a woman? That she's the first African-American woman elected to Congress? Is that a qualification now? What has she ever done to be a United States congressperson? It won't be the first time Pressley's made history. She was also the first African-American elected to the Boston City Council in 2009. Previously served as political director for then U.S. Senator John Kerry. Wow. In July, while praising Ocasio-Cortez, Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez said the socialist candidates are the future of the Democratic Party. If this is the direction Perez wants to take, this is good news for Republicans. These victories push the Democratic Party further and further to the extreme left, advocating failed policies that have bankrupted so many countries and left their citizens in poverty and worse. Democrats are focusing on energizing the fringe left of their party. Well, that may be fine for primaries. It remains to be seen how that strategy will work for the general election. The Democratic Party is marching the far left, leaving much of America behind. Just like Nike is leaving much of America behind. You know, it's the same thing. I want to circle this paragraph right while I'm talking to you. I want to circle this paragraph, leaving much of America behind, just like Nike. I'm writing that in there because I think that's my commentary for this week. Nike's leaving America behind. The NFL's leaving America behind. This gal, Pressley's leaving America behind. I know what they'd say. They'd say that you white men, you straight white men have left us behind, us women of color and black people and feminists and Hispanics and illegals and gays. We've left you behind. Well, now you're leaving us behind. Guess what? I don't know that I haven't left you behind because I just believe in a strong economy. That's all I believe in. I believe in building a wall so wages go up for American workers. I believe people ought to work if they're going to get welfare. Got to work. If you want welfare, food stamps, or disability. That isn't leaving anybody behind. None of my policies have anything to do with the color of your skin. I don't care if you're black, but your policies do. You really are leaving white America behind. Scary stuff. We'll be right back. Time for Newsmax TV.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local...
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.